The deadline to nominate one of your colleagues for a Service to America medal is just about a month away. That means now is the time to figure out who you're going to nominate and start getting all the information that you need together for that nomination. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, and he says it's important to recognize and reward your stellar colleagues for the work that they do. It is really important, Tim, and it seems like we just finished the Service to America medals like a week and a half ago. I know it was longer than that, but it's already time to get the process started for 2015. It's hard to believe, but you've got some pretty interesting resources and guidance for people to do that, Tim.
So, just around the corner in terms of the deadline. The deadline is mid-January, January 16th. So never too early to start thinking about and recognizing federal employees for their great work, though. So, you know, we often get the question, Francis, of what really makes a good nomination. And I think the key to the nomination is first off, you know, that anyone can submit a nomination. So for a lot of you who may be thinking, well, you know, I got to wait for my boss to do that or something else, that's actually not the case. Anybody can submit a nomination, and we do get nominations from a wide variety of folks, from folks who have been outside government, have been a beneficiary of a government service, to, you know, a peer or a colleague. So I think there's a couple of things that really folks need to keep in mind when they're nominating somebody. First, you know, has the individual or the team of individuals help meet a critical need for the country. The second is, you know, are there some creative, innovative models for others or that others could model as well? And then, you know, clearly some type of long demonstration of commitment to public service as well. And then I think it becomes, how do you kind of get our attention? And Francis, I think the things that get our attention most are, you could put into four buckets. First, I think, and these are things that are successful, but also we see where people are unsuccessful with things as well. It's about describing the accomplishment, not the job. Oftentimes what we see in unsuccessful nominations is they talk about the job, not what was accomplished through the job. The second piece is who benefits from what was done and how do they benefit. The third is what's new or better than before with this. And then the fourth one is where are measurable or demonstrable outcomes as well. A good story is never a full story until we can actually kind of put some measurements and some outcomes around that.
That's not a really difficult set of criteria that you use, Tim. I mean, it's logical for one thing. And I mean, I'm thinking back now to the folks that we had the wonderful opportunity to talk to over the past several years now of all of the finalists for these. And all four of those things that you mentioned are present in all of those conversations that we had. There are definitive marks for every single one of those.
Yeah, and again, I think that's really what you need to keep in mind as you're writing this, which is what's actually going to resonate with us and those who are actually reading the nominations. So again, I think one of those tips for how to write it, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more jargon you use, frankly, if Tim McManus is reading the nomination and I don't understand three quarters of what's in that nomination, it's highly unlikely. Now, I'm not going to read them alone. So we've got teams of folks who are reading things, both internal to the partnership and external. But if the reader actually can't understand what the accomplishment, what the work is, because it's loaded with jargon, again, I'm going to tell you, it's probably going to go in either the no or I don't know column, because that's exactly how we feel. I don't know.
As I continue to think back on this and thought about it a little bit this afternoon as I was preparing to talk to you today. I think if all of the folks that I was thinking about that I interviewed last year in particular, I could sum up probably in one sentence the reason why that person was unique or special. I'm thinking about the lady that won the Federal Employee of the Year. She inoculated, I don't know, some ridiculous number of kids against a killer disease. But you can really boil these down in many cases to one or two sentences that then the background material or the other materials that come along with it would demonstrate why this person's important and deserves to win.
Francis, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, you're clearly in this news business. And I think part of it is, you know, that folks need to actually, the folks who are nominating somebody for a Service to America Medals award needs to kind of write the headline a little bit and capture the reader's attention in the first few sentences. Again, I think, you know, there's a great resource out there for folks who are thinking about nominating individuals to go to, and that's servicetoamericamedals.org. And you can read the profiles of past honorees, not just the winners, but also the finalists. And I think as you look at those profiles really capture the essence of what the larger nomination is. So if you can kind of put it in that context as you're writing about the work, again, the work, not the job of the individual that you're nominating, I think you've actually grabbed the golden ticket.
You've got a great video, too, that we're going to put a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth that provides background for folks, too. And I will always, as I always do, look forward to the next batch of finalists that we get to talk to next year. Thanks for coming on, as always, my friend.
Thanks for having me.